Imagine there is a house, a big, beautiful house. The homeowner is very proud of it. The homeowner now realizes that the house is infested with a pest, termites or bed bugs. He sees that they are in the floorboards, they're in the walls. He goes to, say, Home Depot and picks up a can of Raid and sprays, done. Absolutely wrong. We know that an issue is way more than the surface level of it. If he sprays the surface level, what about the walls? What about the furniture? The bugs are still there. I think slavery is much like that.
Freedom for your mama's mama. Freedom for your brothers and sisters. But no freedom for me.
Wealthy landowning white people made it difficult for black people to be free, to find employment, to feed their families, to buy properties, so they can have something to pass on to the next generation.
Asking the question, do black men and women have equal opportunities to succeed in life, is like asking the question, can a fish survive without water? Because we already understand the damage that slavery has had on black people as a community.
Jobs in the state of New York are another critic issue. A review of white-collar employment data from the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission reveals serious gaps in income, promotional opportunities, and advancement for minorities. Black men and women still represent a very low percentage of the professional white-collar workforce, less than 8%, given their overall representation in the population. This article was published in Harvard Business Review last year.
You think about when slavery ended, a 15th Amendment and a 14th Amendment were put in place. But when you really think about it, after slavery ended, black people had no skills. How could they have? We know this. We know that after slavery ended, sharecropping is what most black people did or worked in factories.
Black Americans are oppressed in many ways. Inequality in education, employment, housing, healthcare, the legal system, and levels of poverty, which keeps us divided and has blinded people to the point where they can no longer see the worth, value, intelligence, and creativity of black men and women.
We keep ourselves enslaved through ignorance, greed, and selfishness. Ignorance, when the key to rising up is through educating ourselves, and yet in knowing these facts, we still refuse to learn.
What is a super predator? Is that just an actual thing created by God, or is it a mythological creature created by Bill Clinton's campaign because of the hatred for black people?
They can commit the same crime as each other, yet we African Americans either die where we stand and the white people are let off with a warning, a light tap on the wrist. That tap is a sign. That tap is the tap of inequality.
Part of the product of slavery is that it only takes one person to cast ugliness upon an entire group of people. I don't want that for us.
Martin Luther King Jr. once wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." With this being said, you cannot pair a wrong with a wrong. Rather, fairness is achieved to committing to a kind of selflessness.
We know that slavery didn't end at slavery, so it is very possible to look beneath the surface to find more insects, to find the larvae, the eggs that have left behind after the actual incident.
So today I ask you, my brothers and sisters, are you still bonded by the chains that keep you in prison, or have you broken free from the very thing that has oppressed you and will continue to keep you oppressed?
Freedom for your brothers and sisters, but no freedom.